This is VOA News Veer Note. I'm Laurel Boonman. Zanzibar held huge rallies on Sunday ahead of a presidential election after the opposition raised fears of fraud in the semi-autonomous archipelago that has a history of contested polls. Tens of thousands of people gathered at the ruling CCM rally just outside of the capital, Stone Town, while the opposition meeting was much smaller and gathered 3 miles away. The opposition ACT Wazalendo rally got underway just hours after its campaign manager was abducted and held for several hours before being dumped in a forest. He told the crowd his car was intercepted and he was seized by 6 armed men. Police said they were investigating. Opposition leader Saif Sharif Hamad, whose party calls for independence from the mainland, is taking his 6th shot at office since multi-party democracy was introduced in 1995. He alleges that every vote was stolen from him, and some foreign observers have agreed. Zanzibar and mainland Tanzania are due to hold elections for president, lawmakers, and local governments on Wednesday. Italy on Sunday ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut public gyms, cinemas, and swimming pools to try and halt a rapid resurgence in the coronavirus that has pushed daily infection rates to new records. Measures take effect on Monday and were agreed between Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte's government in Rome and regional authorities. This follows 2 nights of protests in Naples and Rome against curfews introduced last week in several regions. Italy was the first European country to be hit hard by the pandemic and impose a nationwide lockdown. And thousands of people protested in Thailand's capital, Bangkok, Sunday in the first demonstration since Prime Minister Prayuth Chan-o-cha ignored demonstrators' Saturday night deadline to resign.